The co-chairs of the Federal Debt Commission have released a draft proposal calling for deep spending cuts, elimination of tax breaks, and social security reform, including raising the retirement age. The aggressive plan would strip nearly $4 trillion from the deficit. But as FSRN's Jacob Fenston reports, the bipartisan proposal drew fire from all quarters.
Nobody said it would be simple, coming up with a plan to reduce federal debt that both parties could agree to.
It's not going to be easy, it's not going to be fun, and in many cases it's also not going to be popular.
Erskine Bowles, the Democratic co-chair of the commission.
It is going to require sacrifice on the part of all Americans.
Obama set up the bipartisan panel earlier this year, tasked with balancing the budget by 2015. By that year, the co-chair's proposal would cap spending at 2010 levels. That would include $100 billion in defense cuts and $100 billion in cuts to domestic programs.
When you say you're going to cut $100 billion in non-defense discretionary spending, as an abstraction, that doesn't sound that bad.
Michael Ettlinger with the Center for American Progress.
When you actually start trying to do the numbers and identifying what you're going to cut, that's where it gets hard.
He says the proposal is light on bringing in new revenue and heavy on cutting programs.
We could end up with a lower deficit and a worse off country if we cut the deficit in the wrong way. So if we cut investments that are important to our economic growth or our national security or the health and well-being of the people of the country, that's not going to be a good overall outcome.
The plan also calls for tax hikes. Reforms to the tax code would mean higher rates for some, and the federal gas tax would go up by 15 cents per gallon. That would mean about $500 a year for an average family, says Ryan Ellis. He's with the conservative Americans for Tax Reform.
People need to understand that the reason why we have crippling debt and deficits right now in Washington is not because we're not taxing enough. It's because we're spending too much.
The solution to the deficit problem lies entirely in cutting spending, says Ellis. He says the proposal spending cap at 2010 levels isn't nearly enough. Spending this year is already out of control.
When voters went to the polls in November, what they said is all of this new spending of the last 3 or 4 years that Congress has been shoving down the throats of the American people is completely unacceptable.
The plan also tackles Social Security. It would increase funding by lifting the cap on taxing high-income earners. But most of the funding gap, about 92%, would be closed by benefit cuts, like raising the retirement age to 69. Virginia Reno with the National Academy of Social Insurance says according to her group's polling and research, people would rather pay higher taxes for Social Security.
The American people really do value Social Security and are willing to pay for it and would prefer to see taxes go up somewhat than to see future benefits cut.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was also critical of the Debt Commission's proposed cuts. In a statement, she called the proposal simply unacceptable. President Obama fought back, saying, "Before anyone starts shooting down proposals, we need to listen and gather up all the facts." Obama's commission is made up of 18 members from both parties. 14 must approve the final proposal before sending it to Congress, where leaders have promised a vote in December. Jacob Fenston, FSRN, Washington.